You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today is Sunday. We're going to be talking about how to avoid distractions. This is a topic that a lot of people, of course, want to know more about. And I thought, why not talk about this on Sunday when tomorrow is Monday? Everybody's going back to work. Everybody's going to be excited about creating amazing work. So I created this post for this exact reason. So first point here is that you want to find a place or a time to meditate for at least 20 minutes a day. And if you don't want to meditate, you know, like sitting with your legs crossed and closing your eyes and doing all that great stuff, you can simply create a mindfulness practice, meaning you want to be able to be connected with your body when you're doing anything. You can be mindful. You can be mindfully walking down the street. You can be mindfully playing a sport, listening to a book, or anything else. The idea of being mindful is to always be anchored in your body. Know exactly how your heart is beating, how your breath is, how your hands and shoulders and your body is feeling. When you're in your body, you're basically in control of everything in your body, which means if you get distracted, you'll know right away, because the quote-unquote manager, which is, of course, your real self, knows exactly what you're doing. Think about this. Distractions happen because you are not focused on the task at hand, whatever you're doing, and you start thinking about something else, but it happens so subtly that you don't realize that you're doing it. Because let's be honest, if you didn't realize that you were getting distracted, you probably wouldn't do it, right? Exactly. So for that reason, if you're mindful, if you are in that state, you'll always be able to catch yourself before it's too late. Point number two, read every day for 15 to 30 minutes. This, again, is very important because it's an exercise that you're doing. And if you're able to focus on something for 15 to 30 minutes every single day, and it's something that some people may even find hard, depending on how comfortable you are with reading, it's going to be so much easier for you to stay focused in any other areas in your life. Just like a basketball player goes and does his drills at the court, you know, like one shot, two shot, three shots, 100 shots, so that when they go and play the game, they're focused and they know what they're doing. You want to do the same thing. You want to be able to be good at being mindful and meditating. You want to be good at reading and not getting distracted, so that by the time you get to work on actual work, you know what you're doing. Point number three is to start a journal and stick to it. This is very important because you will be able to see, you know, really like over time how you're progressing. And human beings love seeing themselves progress in life. It's very important. Think about this, right? Now, think about writing down every single night. I had a great day, but I got distracted in the afternoon. Maybe my energy was low. Let's fix that tomorrow. So the day after you wake up, you know that you were distracted in the afternoon. Now you know that you got to fix that. Maybe your energy was low, so you're going to have maybe a coffee. You're going to do something to go for a run. Do something so that you're not going to create the same issue the day after. So see, by adjusting over time with journaling, you're going to be able to really create your best self. Now, all these practices will strengthen your attention, and over time, your focus will get deeper and deeper. So as usual, these are techniques that need patience and they need persistence, all right? If you try this a couple of days and then you give up for a week and then you come back to me and you say, hey, it didn't work, that's why I stopped, I'll tell you right away. I mean, like, why did you even try? I mean, the same thing if you want to lose weight, if you go to the gym for 2 days and you say, well, I didn't lose weight, gym doesn't work. Why did you even go to begin with those 2 times? You might as well just stay home and not worry about it. So if you're serious about learning avoiding distractions, this is the way to go. You're going to really thank me in the future for these tips. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.